Honestly, before COVID, my fiance and I, we went to a ton of shows. I got a ton of vinyl records out here. I live right by the campus at University of Texas, and we have a ton of music venues, like blocks, yeah. Like literally blocks.
Good stuff. Yeah, I miss shows so bad. Like, I can't, due to injuries, I can't be on the floor like I used to. But there's a great venue, and I mean, we've seen Newfound Glory and Coheed and Cambria, Alkaline Trio, like the big names in the bands that I like, all have been to this venue, and it's a literal 10-minute drive, and usually it's free parking because the parking garage closes before the shows end, and they just open the gates so people can just leave. So as long as the show ends like around 11:30, you get free parking, and it's right down the road. It's awesome shit. Fucking love it. But there is a lot of really cool things going on in the world of Marvel. Unfortunately, it keeps me on this same goddamn topic all week long.
Yeah.
But I got a solution, and that solution is to first say good morning everyone, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Coots. I'm Coots,
new guy to the site, written a couple articles, hanging out there in Austin, like you guys may have heard, depends on how much of that early conversation I leave on in the edit. And then agreed to join me here today on LR Mornings this wonderful Friday morning.
God we made it.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I'm retired, but I say it because the kid and school, and there's all that stress. So, like, there's like, I still have a reason to look forward to a weekend, I guess, and no medical appointments, so that's good.
good deal. Yeah, I'm excited for the weekend. To the point that you made, I mean, you know, with WandaVision hitting tomorrow, and I know that's what we're about to get into, but I mean, it feels like the entire MCU, like, fanverse is completely abuzz. Everybody's freaking. I actually don't know what time those episodes drop tonight. I assume it's like late.
Probably similar to what Mandalorian did, and should be around 3 a.m. Eastern, I believe. Yeah. I would guess, but technically it's already Friday. We've broken the fourth wall on your first episode, so way to go. Yeah,
that's true. That's a good point. Well, let me tell you about my past life. I did not stay up to watch them, so I'm going to have to avoid Twitter like it's the plague this morning.
Yeah,
just like I have to do when the Expanse episodes come out, just like I had to do with Mandalorian, just stay off of Twitter until I can get home and bang these things out.
It's such a hassle to mute certain phrases, because somebody else could always figure out some way around it, or they don't tag it or something, and then boom, you're spoiled. But my solution to not making the whole week about Marvel is to give a bit of an update on the whole Ray Fisher and DC / Warner Brothers saga, man. You've been following this in the news for a while?
I have been following it, but, you know, to be honest with you, I have kind of started to tune that out too, because it seems like it's just a thing where they're going back and forth with a bunch of he said, she said sort of thing. And honestly, I mean, perhaps I am ignorant here, but I don't know what was actually said, aside from Walter Hamada being an asshole.
Right. The way it all originally came out was Fisher saying that Whedon was inappropriate on set. I don't think he originally made any claims that he himself was like treated unfairly, poorly, singled out, or anything like that. That he just said, you know, Whedon issues. And then we complained about it and you guys covered it up. And that was his primary complaint, has been the cover up as far as when it comes to Hamada, because Hamada wasn't really involved during that Justice League thing. But we heard last week that rumors at that point that Fisher was out of the upcoming Flash movie, that it was only going to be a cameo role anyways. And I think even the phrase like not recasting, like killing just, you know, the character's done, you know, whatever.
He just rode off into the sunset. Yep. We may never hear from him again.
Exactly. But like you said, it's weird because now it seems like the goalposts might be shifting. Yeah. And I can't read the whole tweet, ladies and gentlemen, but you could definitely go on and read what Ray Fisher had to say on Twitter. And he's got his grievances and they can be legit grievances, but it, like said, he said, she said, man.
Yeah. And you know,
he said, this case.
Yeah. Like and I think generally speaking, like I'm always the kind of guy, call me what you will, but I tend to side with the labor. You know what I mean? Like in these sort of contract disputes, whether it's you're a film star or like in the case of people that I know, like teachers who are trying to unionize because they're getting, you know, marginalized by their school district or whatever. Like I tend to be on the side of like, you know, you have rights as a worker and, you know, there's certain standards that should be upheld. I totally get that. But this thing keeps getting drug out. Is he filing a lawsuit against Warner Brothers or anybody or what's going on?
I actually do expect litigation by the end of this from someone. Sure. Someone's going to say you dragged my name through the mud. And honestly, he from a business perspective, if Warner Brothers thinks they've got their ducks in a row with the investigation that they did, they might pull that trigger first and fire off a warning suit of defamation and right.
Libel or something like that.
Yeah. I hope not. I hope this all just look. Snyder gets his cut out there. People essentially forget about the theatrical cut, regardless of Snyder's version being good or not. It can't be any worse than the theatrical cut. And hopefully Fisher moves on to bigger and better things for him.
Yeah, himself. That's the tricky thing too, because like you certainly don't want a dude like Ray Fisher, who's obviously super talented and seemingly a great guy who stands up for the right stuff. You don't want a dude like that to be sort of blacklisted in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I know that we both know, and everybody listening knows that shit happens all the time.
Yeah,
unfortunately, and whether it's a case of, you know, something in a dark room happens or somebody pisses the wrong executive off, unfortunately it happens and you don't want to see that. So I get that he's got to go public to an extent to like, you know, the airing of grievances, mm-hmm. and like get it all in the light. And that's why he's releasing these lengthy public statements like that. But to this point, it just seems like Ray Fisher's on one side of the river and Warner Brothers is on the other, and they're just both flipping each other off right now.
Yeah.
From across a river, and nothing's happening.
What's your end goal, Fisher? Like nobody, I don't like, even though us around here, some people might have heard us say we're kind of tired of hearing about it and want to tune out, because it's not that nobody doesn't believe Fisher, doesn't take his side. Like we don't have enough information to even actually really take a side. We know some things and they're technically hearsay and unless, you know, someone's proven in court or got recordings, whatever the case may be. But what is your goal, dude? Right. Like, is it just to change? Because if it was, they just rehired Hamada and that change, that's gone.
Right.
So what is your goal? Yeah. What's your rally cry?
I don't know. And you know, the thing is you know, just like with the MCU, there's been movement on the DC front for Warner Brothers lately, you know, with the enshrinement of Hamada as that, with the, he's got his deal to head the studio for years. We hear all kinds of Flash news coming out. The Snyder Cut is upon us nearly. Wonder Woman came out, and the world marches on, unfortunately, in this case for Ray Fisher.
Yeah. And just hopefully, like you said, he didn't burn too many bridges. The one thing that could come out of it is that somebody, there are ethical people in Hollywood. You have to believe, just by the law of statistics, there has to be at least one good producer, one good writer, and one.
There's
one
somebody good director, on the other end of that bell curve. Yeah, exactly.
That they continue to work and help him make sure that this little rough patch just becomes that, and that they become the change that he's wanting to see. So best of luck on that.
For sure.
And now
shout out Ray Fisher.
and now we gotta return to Marvel. Because boy, did the internet go crazy yesterday. Dude.
Yeah.
Coots here got to write up a nice piece for us last night. You guys can check it out. Chris Evans back as Captain America. Not so fast.
Maybe.
Why don't you tell us about what happened yesterday, man? And
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm sitting on Twitter at work, and like one does, and you know, this news starts to break. I start seeing stuff pop up all over the place from different unconfirmed sources that Chris Evans is negotiating with Marvel to reprise his role as Steve Rogers, aka Captain America. And you know, this story starts breaking all over the place. The first place I actually saw it was Deadline, which is pretty reputable. And I'm sitting here, my mind immediately is starting worrying, because you know, the last place that we left him, obviously, was the end of Endgame. We see Old Man Steve. Spoiler alert. Old Man Steve is, you know, really passing off the shield to Sam Wilson. And, you know, we have a whole show coming up about him and Bucky and their shenanigans that they're going to get into. And we know that they've already cast an actor who's going to play, I believe, American Patriot.
US Patriot.
US Patriot. So, you know, we've got a synopsis for the show, and you make all these assumptions about where you think the MCU is going to go moving on from this actor and this character. And yet here we are. And like so much news that we've heard in the last couple of weeks, you have to wonder, is this somehow tied into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah.
Do we see a different timeline? You know, and I threw this in the piece, like, you know, are we going to see Steve in the 70s in that other timeline with Peggy Carter? Do we get a Boogie Nights-esque, you know, romp through the porn industry of the 70s? I doubt it, considering this character. But, you know, when you start bringing back characters like this and you're talking about the multiverse, honestly, everything's on the table, right?
I just, as long as Cheadle comes back and reprises his role.
Now I got your brain turned. You're thinking about this movie, right? You're like, that sounds awesome.
Oh my God. For people that don't get that reference or understand why Don Cheadle's so awesome, go see that. But it's a fast moving world, because not too long. Well, it was a couple hours. It was a few hours. But you know, not too long after, Evans hits Twitter with a shoulder shrug emoji and news to me. Retweeting anything, not responding to anything, just literally hit the I want to send a tweet button, news to me, shrug, send.
Yeah. And that just throws another wrench into the entire mechanism, because, you know, fans are going insane. And then to hear it, you know, straight from the horse's mouth that, you know, it's news to him really, really makes you step back and kind of think, what really is going on here? Because it sounds so, so believable. Like, and everybody loves him, and like, we want this to happen. But when you hear it straight from the horse's mouth, you know, you got to stop and maybe we slow this rumor mill down a little bit. At the same time, I can't help but wonder if this is, you know, part of smokescreen. I know that we've done this in the past. I mean, Tatiana Maslany just did this basically with She-Hulk for what, months, where we all knew that she was cast as She-Hulk, and then
yeah,
that's crazy, you know. And then they come out.
It's not happening.
So, you know, it's one of those things. I think that we just now, out of nowhere, we have a rumor, and it's going to have legs until we see him in the casket in a movie. you know how fans are. We're all just going to be, nah, that doesn't mean he's dead, bro. Here's what happened.
MCU Prime Cap is in the ground. Yeah. I could see people being like that. The thing I thought about, of course, was flashbacks, multiverse, and then something else popped into my mind late in the game, if you will, and that was Secret Invasion.
Okay.
And we don't know everything that's going to happen with that. We know it's around Nick Fury and Ben Mendelsohn's Talos, that it will adapt the idea of the paranoia from the comics, but it's not, we're not doing everyone was a Skrull, but what if there was a time when Rogers was a Skrull?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that fits in thematically with some of the ideas in Captain America, the Winter Soldier as well. You know, it's a CIA-esque, you know, political thriller kind of film. And, you know, it kind of lends itself to the idea that maybe everyone's not who you think they were. Mm-hmm. In my fantasy world, I envision like a John Carpenter-esque, like The Thing kind of situation with Skrulls. That would be super, super cool. But, you know, that's just a wish. But, there's no telling where that could go. Yeah. Just a quick cameo as Cap, you know, Steve Rogers, you know, played by Chris Evans on a TV show as Captain America guest starring, and he turns to the camera and winks, and you see a flash of Skrull skin or something like that. I don't know.
There's ways to do it without tarnishing Endgame's ending. And honestly, thinking about it, Secret Invasion and Screen Rant, they went further and said that they heard that it was going to be multiple projects. I think they said at least two. But again, you know, Evans himself said, news to me. To everything, we're guessing everything, but like you said, it could be a game. And Secret Invasion leads into Captain Marvel 2 or opposite. I don't know which way it's feeding now that the schedules got all changed around, but I could see he either a past Cap Skrull, or the Skrulls trying to say, oh, he's back, and use him as whoever, almost doing Civil War 2 plus Secret Invasion. You get a Captain America to rile up a side for the Skrulls, you know. Sure. And he's like, I'm back from my mission at the end of Thanos. God, and everything.
Can you imagine the mic drop if that was a cliffhanger at the end of a movie where fucking Chris Evans turns around and terrifies the entire audience
with a scroll jaw showing through? But I think that could work, and it leaves everything about Cap that we know, prime 616 Cap, or whatever, you know, MCU Cap. His story is done good, not messed with, and we could still have fun with Chris Evans.
I totally agree with you. I don't want to see another franchise sully a character the way that we've seen so many others do it. I'm looking at you, Game of Thrones. But, you know, it's so hard, and it was such a literal 10-year journey to get from Captain America, the first Avenger, to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And they put a bow on it in a way that satisfied fans, closed up his arc, and everybody walks away feeling good about it. And I think if you try to do too much, to your point, it's really precarious. You're on thin ice, buddy.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they here. Okay. Here's my big brain theory. I'd seriously doubt this is going to work. This is a super duper long shot, but what if we continue along this multiverse thought process? We see this Cap in a different timeline, and that's how they somehow introduce the X-Men. I know that Wolverine has fought with Captain America on various points in comics and stuff like that. And again, I don't think this can happen, or I don't think it will happen, but maybe that's how they get into eventually introducing X-Men or mutants and things like that, is one of the people from our timeline that we know and love has a wacky adventure where he ends up in a different one where, you know, the effects of the snap affect that timeline differently, and it mutates people's genes. I'm speculating here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of those are things that are great speculations and things that we've all discussed about movies and shows. WandaVision, Doc Strange, of course, Spider-Man 3, maybe even now, if rumors, even if 1/8 of the rumors hold out to be true on that right. one. But I Feige recently made some remarks about the X-Men and about the planning and everything for them. And he kind of gave me the feeling that if we get, I don't think they're coming in WandaVision, but we might see a seed in WandaVision. He was just too much of a that's down the line type thing for him. So, yeah. I mean, could Captain America be involved in that? Absolutely. Imagine a world where Cap was a mutant and he's all been treated badly in that mutant universe. And that's how they do their version of was it Dark Empire or Siege or whatever, where you had the Hydra Cap, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the Superman run where he, you know, his pod landed in Russia. Oh,
Red Sun. Yeah.
Yeah. Red Sun. Yeah. It's the, it's the MCU Red Sun thing. That sounds like a what if story to me.
But. Yeah. And they're doing, and they're doing the what if cartoon. So why not do some, multiverse shows as well, shit that doesn't deal with MCU Prime. I could actually go for almost a retcon of Cap the First Avenger, where we get a series that shows more detail account of his time in World War II with the Howling Commandos. It could even be a Captain America and the Howling Commandos series.
Yeah, I'd be so in for that. I think that's such rich, rich territory for them to mine. There's probably all kinds of great stuff that great tales that you could that you could spin about that era. So
and make that first Cap movie feel a little less dry.
because
Disney was like, oh God. We can't put Nazi toys out there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like
that movie was remarkably devoid of swastikas.
Yeah, it's like I got it. I'm fine with all the Hydra stuff replacing the Nazi stuff, but you guys still fucked up the Red Skull, and that's unforgivable. But dude, seeing him in Infinity War in the theaters when he comes out, because you hear the voice and you're like, that sounds familiar, and then he comes out of the shadow and it's like, fuck, that's goddamn Red Skull.
I could not believe it. And you know what's funny is my fiance and I are doing a full rewatch right now, and we just watched Captain America. She'd actually never seen them. We just watched the first Avenger, and when Red Skull gets, when he, you know, grabs hold of the Tesseract, and I believe a portal through space time opens up, and he sort of goes, he gets sucked up into it or whatever. She literally turns to me and she's like, "Oh, you know he's coming back." And I never ever had that thought in the theater when I saw it, and yet here he comes waltzing in the most recent movie, and I'm just I was blown away by that. That was insane. Look, if that if he came back, there's no telling how Captain America could come back.
Well, it wasn't the same actor. It wasn't
That's true.
Agent Smith, but yeah, the character coming back, absolutely. And
Hugo Weaving said that the makeup was so uncomfortable to be in, and he just absolutely hated his experience.
And he wasn't a fan of the film in general, but he never seems to be a fan of anything he does. It's like it's like Alan Moore's comics being adapted into film or series. Mr. Moore, how do you feel about it? I fucking hate it. It's garbage. It's shit. It's the worst thing ever. Mr. Moore, all your fans love it. I don't fucking care. No, I'm
just Mr. Moore, have you enjoyed your checks that you've gotten from the swelling of people purchasing your graphic novels? Yes, I did like that part.
Yeah, if that shit stops, I'll fucking go nuts. But it still sucks, and you're all stupid.
Exactly. No, I say Hugo Weaving, I respect you a ton, but go make Captain New Zealand, and then and we'll watch it, and you let us know how you feel after that one. All right, buddy.
Oh man, Hugo Weaving. Yeah, I could get down both a Howling Commando show if Screen Rant's stuff were to come true, I would say Secret Invasion and Howling Commandos, and I would be 100% down for both because we would get to see Chris Evans play two different Captain Americas, different characters, play a Skrull, you know, like it would be so
cool. He'd have a blast doing that. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the unfortunately, if I was a betting man and you're thinking about the possibilities, honestly, for me, like as much as I would love to see those, it's probably going to be like a PSA in Spider-Man 3, just like he was seeing in Homecoming and, you know, something else really, really minor, something like that.
Or he stays in his old man makeup and is the speaker at Peter's graduation.
Whoa, I love that. That's a great idea, actually.
Anyways, oh man, it's an open world, open possibilities. But as of right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Evan's word is news to me. So
yep. And so it shall remain until we get an official announcement.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you actually think though? Because like I all throughout the last 12 years of MCU, We hear the actors say, yeah, I want to do other things. I want to do this. I want to do that. But you also want to get paid. But I never heard Evans as vocal as Downey about being like, I'm done, you know? Like, they had to beg Downey to come back for the And I Am Iron Man snaps scene in Endgame because originally he said nothing. He just snapped. And right. He was like, I've already said bye to the character. I don't want to get back into it. And all of that stuff, you know, I don't hear that from Evan. So I there's a 40% chance this is really happening.
I would say you're probably right on that percentage. And of course we all want it to happen. I don't know what else he's been up to. I know, and I actually alluded to this a little bit, but even back in 2014, when Winter Soldier was getting ready to come out, he had alluded to sort of, you know, not wanting to stay in that role for forever. You know, he mentioned that the costume's uncomfortable and yada, yada. Oh, sorry, works hard. And But he also mentioned he wanted to be directing things. You know, we know that he has an outstanding career outside of the MCU. He's directed a couple films himself. He just appeared in Knives Out with Rian Johnson and was obviously having a ball in that movie. So,
you know,
he's got – his career has legs beyond this franchise if he wants it to be that. But, man, I don't know. I'm not banking on it. And I think the MCU is going to get along just fine without him if that comes to pass. But if they can do it correctly, sign me up. I'm in.
Yeah, there's a way to do it without tarnishing what Steve Rogers accomplished and earned through his arc of the Infinity Saga.
Yep.
So
agree.
Yeah, so calm down, everyone. Didn't you think about that? It's Secret Invasion, flashbacks, something set in World War II. Did we have to get all bent out of shape? No, but we did, and we enjoyed it.
It's fun Thursday night. Fun Thursday night in the rumor mill.
There you go. Yeah, 40%. So I don't think it's likely, but possible. That's where I'll leave it. Well, Coots, that's an LR mornings, man. It's BSing and talking about whatever. This time we had news. Sometimes we don't.
I love it. Sign me up for more. I hope everybody listening enjoyed it on their drive to work or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Put me in, coach.
great to have you, and definitely look forward to having you back on. If you become regular enough, you have to take a funny morning themed picture to go with the thumbnails. So
is that the one where you've got your
and my wife Christine, she's gonna do hers. She's gonna be making some Irish coffee. So
nice. Cool. Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it. I'll get the coffee mug out.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for listening all week. As always, check out lrmonline.com every day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Hit the YouTube channel, guys. I'm putting up as much of our podcasts there for you guys that don't have other apps, so you can listen to them at work or whatever. Everyone can access YouTube from just about anywhere. So podcasts are up there, but we're also got our podcast network on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google, Apple, everywhere. Dude, we got like 10 shows a week, LR Mornings, 5 times a week, Breaking Geek Radio, LRM's No Mercy, which is our Cobra Kai show. We just started an anime reviews podcast. There's the Cantina review. Guys, go subscribe and listen to some shit.
Content is being put out.
Do it. Help that subscribership go up. And Coots, social media stuff, man. Where can people bug you at about your potentially, I don't know yet, but potentially terrible points of view?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Coots Brandon. That is my first name, Brandon Coots. Find me on Twitter at Coots Brandon for all your garbage takes.
And you guys know to find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. I totally did not steal that from Kevin Smith. I'm also at that one, the number one, at that one Kyle Malone on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening this week, Coots. Thanks again. We will talk to you guys on Monday.
See ya.